terminated, sort of.
Is it a lot of fun?
Yeah, it's very nice. It's slow. Some of the rivers are crooked, though. Sometime you'd meet yourself coming back. Well, there were several steamboats, different people on them at different times. It used to be about the only way we got groceries down these parts. It'd run about once a week. And had a few country stores there, and that's the way they'd get their provision.
How would you buy things like sugar? Did you get that package?
Well, most of the time you buy flour, you get a barrel of flour, maybe 100 pounds of sugar, 50 pound can of lard. That's about the only way they want to haul it on a boat, you know.
Was it sold in bulk?
Yeah. Yeah, you get it a lot cheaper by it that way.
Oh, a while ago you were telling me about
syrup.
Y'all made
most of
your syrup?
Yeah, we made a lot of syrup. In fact, we made all we used.
Is that different than molasses?
Yeah, it's molasses is, I don't know, it's heavier, darker. A kind of bitterish taste.
It's not about that.
We don't use much of that. We call that backstrap.
Did y'all actually make it?
Sir?
Yeah, most of the time you buy flour, you get a barrel of
flour, maybe 100 pound of coal on it, called our sweet, 50 pound can of lard. Hitch a horse to that. Pretty soon he'd have him a trailer around. One man only way they came hold it on a boat, you know. Catch it in a barrel. Yeah, you drain it. It's a lot cheaper to buy a barrel. And I had a sugar furnace.
Why don't you tell me about syrup? Y'all made most of your syrup?
Yeah. Yeah, we made a lot of syrup. In fact, we made all we used.
Is that different from molasses?
Yeah, it's molasses is, I don't know, it's heavier, darker. Kind of bitterish taste. And we don't use much of that. We call that backstrap.
Can you tell me about making it? Did y'all actually make it? Sir?
Yeah. We had a cane mill. Had a long pole on it, called our sweep. Hitch a horse to that, and pretty soon he'd have him a trailer around. One man would feed the cane in the mill, and he'd kick it in a barrel, and strain it, and put it in the barrel. And I had a sugar furnace, about a 50 or 60 gallon kettle. And we'd make the furnace just like they made these old stick and mud chimneys on, they'd use clay and rock. A little mold to make it. They got a man that used to make it, you know. He could tell by just about when it was ready. Sometimes it'd get thick syrup, it'd be heavier, and then thinner syrup. Just according to the way you want it.
Well, when we talk about would y'all always have a garden at all?
Yeah, most always have a garden.
Growing it about what you grow in yours now?
Yeah, mostly. Just vegetables. Sweet potatoes.
Mostly. Rice in these parts?
Rice? No, not a whole lot. It'll grow here, but it don't head out right somewhere now. About the only way to use it is make hay out of the straw. Rice don't do good here.
Yeah. Make grits, won't you?
Yeah.
How can you tell about making
those? Well, you grow the corn. You had a mill. You'd have to grind it by hand, or we did. Just grind that corn up, you know, and going to coarse grits, where you could grind coarse or fine grits. And you can make cornmeal out of it.
Did you ever see them where they didn't grind the corn up?